CareerToCareer.edu.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
About the virus isn't stopping all the voting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The polls are open in Illinois and Florida, soon Arizona as well, but not in Ohio.
You know, on the one hand, we're being told to stay home and take care of ourselves, and yet we want to exercise our constitutional rights.
Governor Mike DeWine, the Ohio presidential primary delayed till June, but in Florida, they've been voting for an hour already. Fox's Evan Brown live in a polling place in Broward County.
Yeah, Dave, outside the city center here in Pembroke Pines, where polls opened and just a few voters came out. One voter told me she's very much afraid of coronavirus infection, yet still wanted to come cast her vote in the Democratic primary. She also says the poll workers seemed to be in good spirits and had plenty of cleaning supplies visibly on hand. She's a school teacher and a mother, so for now she's being kept home from work but trying to keep her own kids' schooling going. Florida voters are allowed to have a proxy pick up a mail-in ballot and send it in today, and the vote will be counted, Dave.
Evan, Joe Biden has a 150-delegate lead over Bernie Sanders in the Democratic race. Fox News Radio will have live coverage of the primary results tonight, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fox News app. Now, there are at least 4,600 corona cases in the U.S., 85 deaths, and we're still urged to keep our distance.
Early data suggests the droplets dispense and fall. They're larger droplets when you cough or sneeze, and that's why we say 6 feet.
That's White House response coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx. She also reiterated to Fox this morning, don't get together with more than 10 people. President Trump acknowledges all the closings could lead the economy into recession. The Senate will today consider a House-passed bill to provide paid sick leave, extended unemployment, and food assistance.
My view is we need to move on this quickly.
That's Republican Senator Josh Hawley. He also wants lawmakers to pass even more financial aid to Americans soon. And on Wall Street, stock futures are now down a little. Yesterday, the Dow had the biggest point drop ever, nearly 3,000, almost 13%. America's listening to Fox News.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Around the world, the coronavirus has spread to about 182,000 people. Iran announced a 13% spike in deaths to nearly 1,000, and the country's just warned if people there don't stop traveling and don't stop ignoring warnings, millions of Iranians could die. More than 50,000 of those global infections are in Europe, and more than half of those in Italy. Spain's also seen a spike in new cases, and France.
Nos déplacements seront très fortement réduit.
French President Emmanuel Macron telling the country to stay home, ordering new nationwide restrictions on movement. Offenders, he says, will be punished. France joining Spain and Italy in imposing a shutdown. Elsewhere, Germany is closing a host of facilities, including stores and bars. While here in Britain,
now is the time for everyone to stop non-essential contact with others.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson asking people to work from home and avoid pubs, theatres and other venues. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
There's been a lot of panic buying, leaving grocery store shelves empty at times. They keep trying to restock, and some stores are doing something new, like this chain in the Northeast.
The president and CEO of Stop and Shop Stores, Gordon Reed, has decided to open up stores earlier to allow older customers access to groceries and other items they may need. In a letter to customers, Mr. Reed says, starting this Thursday, March 19th, all stores will open at 6 a.m., and from that time until 7:30 a.m., only customers 60 years or older will be allowed in. Furthermore, there will be special designated entrances for those people. The stores will not be checking IDs, but they ask people to respect the purpose of these early openings. The letter also says the home delivery option will also remain open. John Saucier, Fox News.
More sports leagues are prolonging their postponements. Major League Baseball and NASCAR pushing things back to May. The Kentucky Derby's been put off until September. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. It is primary election day in Illinois. The election is going on as scheduled, despite concerns about the coronavirus. Statewide, over a 500,000 early votes were cast, with 294,000 ballots sent by mail as of Monday. That is compared to 400,000 early votes and 160,000 mail ballots sent a day before the 2016 primary, according to the Illinois State Board of Elections. An additional 12 new cases of coronavirus have been reported in Illinois. That brings the total number of cases in the state to 105. As of Monday, all Illinois casinos closed for 14 days in accordance with guidelines issued by the State Gaming Board. Blood Center Impact says blood donors are urged to give now and in the next 8 weeks, saying there is a national shortage of blood due to the coronavirus. Blood is a critical resource for patients, and the Blood Center must maintain 24/7 operations during the pandemic to ensure life-saving treatment can continue. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5, St. Patrick's Day, Election Day still happening in the great state of Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Stevie J. Your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. They're incredible, with the freshest bouquets you'll ever be able to buy. They last 14 days straight out of the fields of South America. BlossomBasket.com or 367 Rose, two locations in Champaign and Urbana. All right, the weather forecast today, not bad. Some sunshine, that'll help. That'll help our mood. High today about 48. Chance of rain tomorrow, 51. Thursday looks like some thunderstorms, 65, however. And then windy on Friday. And the high expected Friday, right about 57. Weekend, 38, Sunday, 43, Monday, 49, Tuesday, 54. Not bad, not bad at all. It is March 17th. It is St. Patty's Day, and we shall air high five and party individually or with groups of less than 10. You saw the president yesterday suggested now it's groups under 10 people instead of what we thought was okay at 50 people. So we adjust and we figure it out. Dr. Mina Bose, are you there?
Yes, I am, Stevie J. How are you?
One of our favorite guests who is now working on being a new talk show host because she's out of work. Hofstra University, Long Island, New York. You guys are probably, what, online now?
We are online. We were one of the first schools to call for a closure. It was a week ago Sunday, which it's kind of crazy to think that that's, at the time it seemed the abundance of precaution was the phrase being used, and turned out to be the right call. The heartbreak for Hofstra, of course, is that we made the NCAA for the first time in 19 years.
Come on. That hurts.
They won the Colonial. I know.
I'm so
on March
sorry.
10th. A week ago tonight. And so... You know, there are worse things, but that was a real heartbreaker for the school.
I understand the perspective, but this is also one moment in time for a kid. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough thing, Doctor.
It is, and again, there are worse things. I mean, yeah. we're putting in perspective, this is just CBJ. I think we've talked many times over the year. I can't remember anything like this, including being in New York during 9/11, which was horrifying, terrifying, changed people's lives. But we were still able to congregate. I guess that the social distancing, I can't remember anything like this ever.
Dr. Bose, I am your senior, and there has never... There has never been anything like this in my lifetime, and there are a lot of people older than me, but this is just weird. In 9/11, as horrific as it was, we could get together. We had how many church services, how many things we got together and said, we're going to survive. This is a pandemic. This is one of those movies with Dustin Hoffman called Outbreak. I mean, this is hazmat suits. I mean, it's Dr. Mina Bose, Executive Dean for Public Policy, Public Service Programs, I need a half an hour to read your credentials. She's essentially a very smart professor at Hofstra University. Okay, so you're going to go online like we at the University of Illinois. It's really almost eerie to see our roads now because I saw a picture of Times Square yesterday. It was like some iRobot movie or something. I don't know. I know we've got to get through this, but boy, the primary today in three states, one including ours. Yes. I know Ohio canceled late last night. Man, does that seem secondary now.
I agree. And I mean, of course, I mean, voting is the fundamental right and it needs to be exercised. Fortunately, Illinois, your state, is one that has early voting. I'm pretty sure all four today permit no excuse absentee. But I mean, there are issues in Illinois today about judges. I think it's 10% that aren't able, concerned about showing up at the polls for health reasons. And the governor has said they're not going to penalize for that. They're trying to, but they are still looking, I think, for election judges today. It's obviously a secondary concern to the health situation, but, you know, it just shows how kind of how challenged we are in this country right now. And I wouldn't say that our institutions are under threat, but they're certainly under severe stress right now.
Well, and I know and I understand the precautions at this point. Apparently, this spreads like wildfire, and some might not feel much, and others might die. So it's that kind of thing. I don't quite, I'm looking at numbers from swine flu, and I guess we had somewhat of a vaccine for that, but certainly many, many, many more died. 700 million in the world caught swine flu. So I'm going, what the world are we doing here? And do we do this every time now when it spikes in October as expected? Do we shut things down again?
Well, I mean, I guess the thing is, I don't know. I mean, COVID-19 didn't exist before January, right? I mean, we're dealing with something, you know, when you're talking about a movie, it seems almost out of Hollywood, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Except that this is real life. And when the entire country shuts down, you know, restaurants or bars are closed on St. Patrick's Day. San Francisco just announced, right, that people are being quarantined to their homes except for essential needs, you know, food and medicine and I guess doctor's appointments if necessary, or only essential ones.
Right.
This, you know, we've been saying uncharted territory since November 8th, 2016, but this is really uncharted territory. The effect on people's daily lives, on small businesses, I mean, we're seeing it across the country, and I'm sure we could both share examples from our local communities. It's very scary. And then, of course, schools, offices, online teaching. I mean, for those of us who can adjust, we're fortunate that we are able to adjust. And I think that's what we're all trying to keep in perspective. And yeah, I share your concern about the fall. And I've been looking at the H1N1 stuff from a decade ago as well. And again, you know, that seemed very distant because it was so targeted. We didn't have this nationwide sweep, or not to mention at this point international, right? Sweep that affected shutdowns everywhere. So this really is uncharted territory.
I think, though, if the number 700 million affected worldwide is correct, I just don't remember shutting anything down because of it, and yet we're doing all of it now, so I'm a little confused by that. Also, the big question, and being the learned person you are, you'll be able to answer this, but Mina, when we do this, who tells me it's safe to get back in the water?
Yeah. I guess I would have to say our elected officials. I mean, we're kind of dependent on that now for decisions. When businesses have shut down, right? I mean, amusement parks, right? Travel has been cut by more than 50%, right? Airlines are slashing, have requested the bailout. The president just requested a bailout. I think we're following our political institutions now are really directing this, and we are not in a position where the private sector can really question that. I mean, I think there have been isolated instances, right, of restaurants in various states initially saying they wouldn't comply with directives to shut down, but they've since agreed. I think we're dependent on our institutions and I think on the news media, right, on journalists to report what's happening on the ground. And hopefully that interaction will produce some results in the next few weeks. But I think at this point, CVJ, we are so day by day. And I'm someone who is a planner. So to have, you know, three major talks canceled in the past week because of this, and then, you know, we're trying to make plans to reschedule, but how can we reschedule? And we don't know if schools will be. I think the guideline for most of us has to be when schools reopen, that's when life will start to return to normal. Yeah. Because, you know, whether you have kids or not, when schools are not in session, that is kind of that grinds, that seriously changes the nature of day-to-day life for routines for, you know, myriad people, from parents, families, teachers, worker, bus drivers, luncheon employees, so forth, elected officials, right, and testing and so forth. I think that's what we have to wait to see. Until schools reopen, we're not going to see a semblance of normalcy.
Okay, Dr. Mina Bose, one other thing. Good luck to all universities, but I want some of my money back, okay? I want some of my money back. I mean, certainly if you pay for the dorms and the living and they're telling you to go home like they are here at the University of Illinois, yeah, that whole thing has to be figured out, a little prorated something. Anyway, keep up your fine work.
It will
We appreciate you.
Thank you. I mean, and I will say this, all of the schools, I was talking about secondary schools, but because I think a lot of colleges, given the calendar, will be closing, will be online for the rest of the semester.
Yep.
But
yep.
Hofstra hasn't announced that yet, but other schools have.
We have, yeah.
I think teachers are doing everything they can to make sure that students are learning what they are supposed to learn. But obviously, these are times like no other.
Yep. We'll be in touch. Thank you so much, always.
Thank you, CVJ.
Appreciate you. Yep. Thank you. Dr. Mina Bose, she's at Hofstra University, teaching from home, as many are here at the University of Illinois. They're obviously spring break right now, but apparently that's it for the University of Illinois for the semester. We got that notice last night. So, online, and those that are able to go home are being encouraged to do so, with fraternities, sororities, dorms, and the like, as we, again, continue to do what we can to get through. Well, CMI has cleaning stuff, and boy, is that, I don't know what they've got right now, but you can go check, but they've got a warehouse full of stuff. And these are the janitorial supply company people I talk about, and they're terrific at what they do. You can call Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy and Brad Parks, local owners, 359-6262 on Bloomington Road. And you can say, hey, I want to disinfect. Squirt, squirt, squirt. I'll bet you a nickel, Betsy will have what you need, and I bet you they've been really slammed with everything. CMIclean.com on Bloomington Road. You can stop by today, 359-6262. Well, I got a call from my friend Jeff Facer, owner of Areawide Technologies. And he was obviously sorry about everything going on, but said, you know, we have to keep going. All these poor restaurants that have to shut, and now they're scrambling trying to have carry out of some kind. They're going to lose 8 or 90% of their business, probably. It depends on the kind of business that people are used to driving through or whatever with that particular restaurant. But in any event, he said, I want to give money, and I would like to give that away. So he's going to give me money every single day to try and help people that might need it the most. So what we're going to do here at Stevie J Broadcasting is be a conduit of sorts, the go-between, to help take Jeff Facer, who gave me $4,000 to do this, and then I called Troy Lance. Troy gave me another $1,000, so we're going to try and help people that are truly affected by what's been going on. So stand by. We're going to kick it off with Jet's Pizza, and I'm going to look for people that have been affected by this, and you're welcome to text in. Also go to our Facebook page. And we're going to connect you with a $50 gift card to various local restaurants like Jet's. So stand by for that. We'll talk about it here in just a moment. And Jet's Pizza also doing something on the weekend for small kiddos. Stand by. Sunday today, 48. Chance of rain tomorrow, 51. Thursday, chance of a thunderstorm, but 65. Currently 37 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. I am Stevie J, Fox Business Minute. As we're all on edge, looks like the market futures have now edged lower after a historic day yesterday. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr. Provida Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provida Financial Group. LLC.com. Okay, let's check this Fox Business update at 7:20.
I'm Deirdre Bolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Dow is trying to recover after its biggest point drop in three decades. With futures in the green, European markets are down, with Germany the big loser there. Asian markets are mixed. This is governments and central banks scramble to find ways to keep businesses from going bankrupt. France is pledging $50 billion in aid for small businesses hurt by the spreading virus. Also looking for a $50 billion package, airlines. The exact form of the aid and the amounts under discussion with the Trump administration and congressional leaders might include government-backed loans, cash grants, and other measures. And some say it would be three times the size of the industry's bailout after 9/11. And a report says that Europe's Airbus has signaled that some government support may be needed if the coronavirus crisis lasts for several months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
We've coiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And free to comment.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Brighten that special someone's day with a beautiful and ornate floral creation from the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, flowers are always an affordable and thoughtful gift for every occasion. Stop by the Blossom Basket Florist with two locations to better serve you.
In Urbana at 1002 North Cunningham Avenue and the Village at the Crossing, corner of Windsor and Duncan Roads in Champaign.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
Stevie J. I've been using the corporate apparel from Game Day. They've been making these Stevie J Broadcasting button downs, and I love them. And I just got two new in today, and the staff's excited because I don't have to wear the same shirt. So very excited for the repertoire change and all these fabulous corporate apparel shirts from Game Day. If you want a quote, I would suggest you email them, sales@gamedayspirit.com, sales@gamedayspirit.com. It's high quality. It's great stuff. You'll love it. Corporate apparel from Game Day Spirit.
All right. It's ESPN 93.5. This is St. Patrick's Day. It honestly doesn't feel like St. Patrick's Day because. But in any event, it is March 17. It is primary day. We are voting here. Polls open. Just get in there and keep your social distancing. But they've done that at these polling places. As a community, we must hold together. And we're doing that with Jets Pizza. Don Weese, how are you?
I'm good, Stevie. How are you, sir?
Well, what you guys are doing on the weekend for kids pre-kindergarten, what the heck, man? You're offering a free slice for kids pre-kindergarten through middle school, is that right?
We are, Stevie. We, we have a rapport and a relationship with a lot of the schools here in town, and it's the kids via a bidding contract where they invited us to bring our pizza in with other competitors, and the kids do a taste test competition, chose Jets. So we got the contract, thankfully, to serve all uniform junior highs, middle schools.
Wow.
And so we've been doing that this year. And it's these kids that are out now. And some portion of those children are in a free lunch program. And so other restaurants in the community are helping out by providing lunches to those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted it Monday through Friday. No one's doing the weekend, and so we wanted to do a program for the weekend. So the next three weekends, this coming weekend and the following two, we're providing free slices for pre-K through eighth grade.
That's just awesome. Again, this will be 11 to 2 Saturday and Sunday over the next three weekends. The kids can get a free slice from Jets Pizza.
What a wonderful offer, because kids eat on the weekend too, Don.
I know I do.
Yeah, so, I do too.
And that's really a prime time for pizza anyways.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just a way for us to give back. They support us heavily. We have a relationship with a lot of the schools, high schools, both public and private. And so it's just a small thing we can do to help support them in this very odd time we're in right now, Stevie.
Yeah, really are, Don Wiese, Jets Pizza. So if I buy food from Jets, I can still carry out and still get delivery at your two locations. Is that correct?
Yes, we're open. You know, a very small percentage of our customers actually dine in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we offer that, but we're fully functional for takeout and delivery. In fact, we've been busy since this ban has come into place. I think a lot of restaurants are not as lucky as we are, and if they're primarily sit down, we're in full operation. So we love to serve the community, and we're ready for everybody. Yes.
Well, we're here to help be the conduit. Jeff Facer, as you know, came by and gave me money to give to people who really, really are pinched right now. Maybe they lost the job in the family, or something's going on. But we're gonna dispense some of the $250 in gift cards I bought from you yesterday, Don. And we're supporting Jets Pizza. We're helping a family. You're doing your good work and being there at the ready. And there is one huge factor. Not only are you community involved and good family, Don Wiese, your product's really good. Okay, your pizza is really
thank
good.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much.
Buffalo chicken, that big buffalo chicken thing, man, I ate too much the other night. In any event, keep up your fine work, Don. We want people to go to Jets Pizza and know they can still get delivery, they can still get carry out, and enjoy your wonderful product. And we appreciate what you guys have done with the kids here.
Hey, Stevie, thanks so much for helping get the word out to the kids. Greatly appreciate that, and we'll get through this together. So
you betcha. Can't wait. Don, thanks, and great having you on.
Hey, thank you.
You bet. Don Wiese, Jets Pizza. Okay, so again, to reiterate, this is an offer for a free cheese slice for kids pre-K through middle school. Additional purchase is not required. Carry out only, 11 to 2, Saturday, Sunday, over the next 3 weekends. Thank you to Pat Snack and Don Wiese and the entire team at Jets Pizza. Now, I mentioned Jeff Facer, my friend from Areawide Technologies, a Stever partner, said, I want to help. I want to support local restaurant. And we would like to also help people that maybe have been affected considerably from coronavirus. So here's the deal. Today from Jets Pizza, I'm going to give out 5 $50 gift cards. This is hopefully going to get you pizza for dinner tonight or tomorrow or whenever. But these are actual physical gift cards that I'll have you come by and pick up at our radio studio. And I'm looking at 359-2255. 359-2255. This is for folks that need it. You know who you are. Maybe you have a waiter or waitress in the family that they're just not going to get any tip money for a while. Hopefully it'll just be the 15 days, but it could be longer. We don't know. So I'm looking to match Jets Pizza's $50 gift cards that I'm handing out to 5 people. But I'm looking for people that maybe can type a line or two about this is what's going on. And we could sure use the $50 gift card to Jets Pizza. All right, 359-2255 to text in. I've got $50 gift cards at Jets Pizza. Connect with me this morning. Tell me what's happening, and we'll contact you later about the 5 Jets pizza cards, the gift cards we are giving out. Thank you to Jeff Facer at Areawide Technologies for being so generous. So Jets Pizza, 359-2255. Text in why you need it, or this is what's going on, just a line or two, and we'll connect with you a bit later to hopefully get you some food. Okay, 359-2255, trying to match Jets Pizza $50 gift cards with families that have certainly taken a hit here or could use it. We're happy to help and happy to do that. So connect with me at 359-2255 anytime in the next half hour or so. Okay, ESPN 93.5, going to check your news. Be right back. We're going to take a look at those markets in just a moment. Stand by.
New Year's Day is over, but our next biggest sale of the year starts now. It's our 25-year anniversary in Champaign-Urbana. We are saying thank you with huge savings throughout the store during the entire month of March.
I'm Paul Reakin, Senior Vice President and Sales Division Manager for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Thank you, Champaign-Urbana, for making Dick Van Dyke number one for appliance sales and service. Over the past quarter century, your support of our local business has helped Dick Van Dyke support local charities like See You at Home and Habitat for Humanity, local athletics like your hometown Fighting Illini. We are honored to win the People's Choice Award 2 years running for best in appliance sales and service.
Thanks, Paul. Let's make it another 25 years. Start off your spring saving money at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World's 25-year anniversary sale. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5.
Expected to take up a coronavirus financial relief bill today.
Republican Senator John Barrasso.
I expect that this is going to pass what comes over from the House.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin will meet with Senate Republicans to discuss another package to jolt the economy and save industries.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Ohio's primaries postponed because of the virus. They're still on, though, in Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Taking coronavirus restrictions a step further, 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area are told to just stay home.
San Francisco's mayor is requiring residents to remain at home, only leaving for essential needs. Five other surrounding counties have implemented similar orders, including Alameda County, home to Oakland. Police, fire, sanitation, and healthcare services will remain available. Grocery stores, banks, hardware stores, and gas stations can stay open as well.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Stock futures are up ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Blood Center Impact says blood donors are urged to give now and in the next 8 weeks, saying there is a national shortage of blood due to the coronavirus. Blood is a critical resource for patients, and the Blood Center must maintain 24/7 operations during the pandemic to ensure life-saving treatment can continue. If you are well, you should make an appointment if you can. You can call 800-217-4483. You can text 999-777 or go to bloodcenter.org to set up an appointment. Following Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidance, Carl is acting in accordance with best practices to cancel or postpone in-person gatherings of 50 or more people for the next 8 weeks or until April 10th. As of yesterday afternoon, Carl suspended support groups, All About Baby classes, the Living with Heart Failure event for March 24th, the lip-syncing contest on the 28th. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Heads up, listeners, we've got a new website. Introducing the all-new StevieJ.com, your one-stop shop for podcasts, advertising info, staff bios, Stever links, community calendars, and more. If you're a regular visitor to any of our station sites, be sure to visit the new StevieJay.com. Each station has their own tab, chock full of show information. So again, if you're looking for ESPNCU, Q96, US1059, or Christian FM 95.3, you can now find them all under one roof at the new StevieJay.com.
It's a big sale on Thin Crust Pizzas at Rosati's. Right now, we're offering half-price Thin Crust Pizzas Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then Thursday through Sunday, it's BOGO. Buy one pizza at regular price and get one free. Thin Crust only. These deals won't last long, so act now. Call 328-2334 or come see me, 701 South Gregory, Urbana. Remember, it's half-price Thin Crust Monday through Wednesday and buy one, get one Thin Crust Thursday through Sunday. Only at Rosati's Pizza in Urbana.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
Okay, looks like the market futures are a little bit down after a really rough yesterday. It's just going to be a bit turbulent for now. We're going to hang in there, and it's going to get better. I promise. Everything will get better, but right now it doesn't feel like that, does it? But it will get better. Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast. We're looking at 48 with some sunshine today. That will feel great. We need some sunshine. Tomorrow, rain and 51. Thursday, 65 with some thunderstorms. Rick Heller has joined us, an infectious disease expert. Kind of timely, Rick. How does it feel to be needed?
Well, we have a lot of product that we have to get out, and people are, if not frantic, they're expecting it as quickly as possible.
So I'm walking around with tissue. I'm walking around with tissue in my hands, touching doorknobs. Like, what about Bob and Bill Murray? What did you come up with, Rick?
Well, we, with respect to our business, we're very interested in our tagline is to make wellness epidemic. And the whole idea is that we really need to keep sick people away from well people. And while that sounds very topical today, we've been doing this for many years. And we do this in the entrance to hospital floors where there's immunocompromised people, where all they do is get the flu or get cold and their life is threatened. And I don't mean 1% chance. I mean like a very high probability. Mm-hmm. So by keeping this separation and what the people receptionists have to do at the desk say to the visitor is, please come back when you have recovered. And occasionally we find, maybe four or five people a year that could come in and do some really big damage. We do this in jails and child care and cruise ships and things like that. And where it is, we do see a great reduction in the spread of disease.
Okay, so how is it applicable to me? How can I use what you have to help me now? Because I need that.
You're in a unique situation because you've got to get on, and I hear it from radio and TV and broadcast that come whatever in high water, you've got to be on the air. So you've got a microphone in front of you. It's probably got who knows what. Maybe you wiped it down. Maybe you put a little Purell on it. I don't know. Replace the windscreen on it. But these things are what creates vectors for disease. So that's why we wash our hands. We're just constantly trying to get the stuff that we interact with that other people have touched, that other people have breathed on, and we're trying to get it off of our hands. So that's why we kill it with Purell, or we do the best thing that we can do is we wash our hands with the whole happy birthday or do the alphabet. And with warm water and soap, and that just gets rid of the germs. It doesn't even kill.
Well, it's certainly something we're hearing over and over, but washing your hands and two happy birthdays, warm water, that really is effective?
It is extremely effective, but now what we know is that even the quarantine is a form of isolation, which is the number one best thing we can do. We're in Dallas, Texas. And in Dallas, as of last night, we just closed all restaurants, schools, churches, all places that there could be crowds. You saw in New York, they closed down Broadway. You watch television and all these, late night shows. They have no audiences, and they're all saying goodbye, that they'll be doing reruns. So these are absolutely good things. And while you're hearing numbers of 150 million will become infected, they're not predicting it under these circumstances. They're predicting it if we don't do anything. Mm. Those are the numbers that we're going to see. If we see numbers that big, we're going to see the death toll go up, and we don't want that. So we're going to turn this down. Possibly the president is correct in saying by summer it could level down. It's not going away. We don't think we'll be very lucky if it does. It's happened before. SARS has never come back in 17 years. Since it was put down in July of the year that it just about the year that it sprung up over 6 months.
But Rick, didn't we have a bigger problem with swine flu 10 years ago?
Oh, we still have. I mean, people get mad at me for comparing flu to this, and they get mad at the president. But the point is, flu is just at an all-time high. And by the way, flu is of the most recent statistics are down 50%. And most of us know, excuse me, And most of the people know that flu has, people with flu, and that it is in the top 10 killers of Americans. And it's the only contagious disease, save maybe pneumonia, that is in that list.
But so, why is this one worse than that? How do we, I guess we don't know if it is at this point, or do we?
Correct. And if it gets to the proportion of flu, it is mind-boggling to epidemiologists, infectious disease people. It is mind-boggling what it could actually do to the population. And certainly, you know, it's affecting the elderly and people who are compromised by comorbidities like diabetes. And type two diabetes and things like that.
So we're talking about we don't have any vaccine to this point. That's the fear. We really don't have anything for this one at this point.
Right. So we can put the brakes on it. You know, it may not come to a complete stop, but we can put the brakes on it, and that's what we're trying to do. And it's effective. If we had done that in 1918, and you know the things were a little bit different back then, and we did things to make it worse. If we can reverse that with our modern thinking and modern technology and social networking and all that, we have a chance of not having this around in the next couple of years. But come winter, if this thing lingers around in the summer, and it is more than likely that it will, we've got to start doing something again.
Wow.
We will learn a lot from this, and we'll find out what's important, and we'll optimize for that.
Okay, Rick Heller, last question, and I ask it to everybody. When you start this, he is in demand. They took him. Infectious disease expert Rick Heller, R-E-R-I-C-K, Rick, and then H-E-L-L-E-R, Rick Heller, but they've devised things that can help keep people healthy. Which obviously we want to do, but it sounds to me like you do the happy birthday thing on your hands. And again, don't touch your fingers to your mouth and all of that. I struggle not to rub my eyes because I like rubbing my eyes from time to time, as everybody does. But you just got to keep your grimy hands away from your ears, nose, eyes, and mouth. And that'll really help. But, yeah, we're all kind of hanging in there. But the fear, did he say wipe down the mic? Very good idea. Just did that with my Clorox. Yeah, I've got Clorox wipes here as well. All right, I'm Stevie J. Diane Ducey's off for the week. She's enjoying Florida and the sunshine. Good for her. She needed a good vacation. So she's off this week. I'm happy to be here with you. Trying to navigate, and I guess I just offer you encouragement because we go through things in this country and we get through things and we do it together and we hang in there, but we don't panic. I think a really effective strategy if you're very anxious right now is to do something for somebody else today. Do a act of kindness or something for someone else, it'll help. But I promise things will look so good at some point, it will, and we'll all be kind of euphoric and be ready to explode with doing things. Because one other aspect of us, as we're built in this amazing country, we're not used to people telling us what we can and can't do. So being kind of in an apartment in San Francisco is not our idea of what we do. We don't do that here. You can't tell me what to do. The shutdown, of course, of all California schools, restrictions on smaller gatherings. Yesterday, about 7 million people in the San Francisco Bay Area were ordered to shelter at their homes, only leaving for essential reasons. It's the strictest measures in America so far, mimicking orders in place already across Europe in a desperate attempt to slow the spread of coronavirus. So we hear that, and then we want to panic a little about things coming. We don't know. But it seems fairly unanimous that we need to kind of stay away from folks. We can still move around outside and stuff. But in San Francisco, I can't imagine what that looks like right now with all the people that are sheltering in their homes. And I'm not sure what happens to the homeless. There's a big homeless population out there as well. In any event, okay, it's 744 ESPN 93.5. We have a Stever today. We can get you an amazing deal from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. By the way, Troy just gave me $1,000 to help hand out food cards from various restaurants. And we're doing that every single day, helping hopefully families that are in particular need. I mean, been inconvenienced and everything, but if there are people that certainly have a need from the standpoint of, gosh, you know, somebody lost a job or we are really pinched because we have to work, but we have kids at home now. I want to get $50 gift cards to you from Jet's Pizza. You just text that in at 359-2255. But if you are worried about your old furnace and you want to get it all set up ready to go next year, I can sell you a Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing furnace this morning. It's a 80% efficiency, a train, T-R-A-N-E, train furnace covering 2,800 square feet. $3,500, that's installed, all the taxes, and then Stevie J will give you $1,000 toward that, meaning yours would be $2,500, and I can do this for one person. We have sold one furnace in January, one furnace in February, because if you shop around for an 80% furnace from Trane, you will not find all in for $2,500. But try. I encourage you to look. But if you are interested in a furnace from Lance on this deal, you may text me this morning. Just text me L-A-N-Z, Lance, and I'll know you're interested, and we'll check with you later if you're chosen as our furnace person. But you know what? They'll come in. It'll be less than 10 people, be one or two, so they can still install your furnace. And they'll do all the things they need to do to change it out. They'll come and visit to take a look at it. And some of you have never changed your furnace or maybe you've never checked up your furnace, checked out your furnace. So I'm offering this for you. If you know you're in need of a furnace, you let us know on the text line at 359-2255. And we will set you up with the best deal you're going to get on this furnace. From Trane, 2,800 square feet coverage, 80% efficiency, 359-2255. You text in LANZ, L-A-N-Z, and I know you'll be interested in our deal all in for $2,500. It's a great deal if you need it. All right, ESPN 93.5, 747 now.
You've worked hard to realize your dream of opening a business. Day-to-day operations can be hectic. Sometimes there isn't time to tackle long-term financial needs. Busey promises to partner with you as you navigate critical financial decisions, from lending strategies to retirement plans for your employees. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, welcome to Honda BMW of Champaign.
Hi, I've got all sorts of car problems.
Okay, we'd be happy to help you out. What's the issue?
First off, I think I need a new car. Mine is really old.
We've got a large selection of new Hondas on our lot.
Great, and then my wife needs one too, but I don't think we have the budget for two new cars.
Our finance department will help you pick the best option for your needs.
Wow, you answered all my questions.
That's what we're here for. Sir?
Finally, peace of mind.
Honda BMW of Champaign. Their staff is committed to giving you peace of mind. Stop by today at the corner of Neal and Brew Wash in Savoy.
Illini fans, we know great things only come from hard work and passion. Like Jet's Detroit-style pizza. Made in deep steel pans for the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest to the edge crust. It's pizza perfection, and it's back for a limited time. Get a large Mediterranean pizza with premium mozzarella, feta, fresh spinach, and tomato, all for just $13.99. Promo code FETA. Jets, better because it has to be.
Hey Cardinals fans, the season is just underway, and if you're looking for a free magnet schedule to put on your fridge or in your office, look no further than Minuteman Press.
Relay to the
Stop by at 905 South Neal Street in Champaign and just ask for a Cardinal schedule magnet. And for all your design, print, and marketing needs, stop by Minuteman Press or visit them online at cuprinting.com. They'll knock it out of the park every single time.
Join us at Cunningham Children's Home in Urbana on April 3rd and 4th for the 2020 Festival of Quilts presented by Arby's and WCIA-TV, our signature fundraiser. Now in its 16th year, the festival features beautifully hand and machine-made quilts on display and for auction. Your visit to our campus can include shopping at our festival gift shop, touring our beautiful campus, or enjoying lunch and a baked treat. Won't you help us celebrate a tradition that offers warmth, comfort, and hope to youth at Cunningham? Visit cunninghamhome.org for more information.
I might be waggy, but I wanna play.
Like talking doggies and cats on Tuesdays.
I'm your best friend, you can get away. I deserve a treat, cause I'm a fluffy babe.
Little puppies, they're running.
I got hair, shaking the air, doggy by the day.
Wonderful song. Dr. Todd Likens, how are you?
Hey, Stevie J, we're doing good over here.
Well, okay, so we still need our veterinary work. By the way, I gave Walter a little tip when I saw him at the estate sale because I've never done that, and that man deserves a tip. I thought his most recent bath with Charlie and Bella took them to Dayton to see Grace.
Uh-huh.
That was so fun. And I had cushions. I was on the floors like I was sleeping with them. And they just loved it. It was so much fun to have a sleepover with the big dogs. And I tell you, he brushed that hair out of them. And we tried to brush him before we left. And they didn't have any hair there. So it was awesome. It was really
fun. As people spend more time working from home, you're going to want your dogs to smell a little better. So, because you're going to be around them more, and yeah. I'm sure they're loving having people work from home, too.
Those dogs are social, and the dogs you breed are just amazing, amazing eye contact, unbelievably smart dogs, and right now, we just want to keep them healthy and going, and you want to stay healthy, Dr. Todd. How are you doing everything?
Yeah, we're controlling the social spacing. You know, everybody here is still healthy right now, and we don't have a lot of people in the clinic at a time, but we have protocol. I emailed everybody that makes an appointment. You know, we can actually take care of your dog without you even entering the building if you wish. We limit the number of people in the building, so we're just trying to practice guidelines, and if people need help, I'll be glad to share them. I had a couple businesses that thanked me for having them out because they wanted to borrow them for their place, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be glad to share with anybody, but basically, everybody's got to respect it.
Yep. Okay. And you certainly tell your workers, hey, if you're not feeling great, maybe you ought to sit this one out, right?
Right. And, you know, it's like, you know, I'm just most worried about Walter and, you know, myself because we're the old guys.
Yeah.
And then we got the kids, but they're, you know, I'm preaching to them too. They got to be cautious and smart too.
Yeah. All right. But again, to get your dog all washed and brushed is only $20, which is stunning how inexpensive that is. And they smell good, feel good, look good, and all the good things. And you do that every 6 weeks or so?
About every 6 weeks is the right interval. That way we can keep the hair down for you, too.
Yep.
So you don't get that shedding problem.
And you also kind of looked into Charlie and Bella, two of our three dogs, and got me blood work and amazing comprehensive look at these dogs. I didn't realize it was that comprehensive.
Yeah, it's really a comprehensive test. And I got a nice report, and you saw they scored. Bella did great. She scored really high. And Charlie, we got some things we can improve on for him. So, but that's the value. And it's just the value of doing that every year is you can see how they're changing and see what's going on.
Yeah, but you did suggest that they, they could drop a few pounds.
I wasn't the one that put in there no pot roast. That was the analysis company.
Oh my! I'm telling you though, the dogs right now, I think with all this crisis and pandemic stuff, and dogs are good. They're not going to give it to anybody or catch it or anything like that, right?
No, the World Health Organization says dogs are not a problem. So, but they're going to be there to. They're just, you know, you're going to find the value in your dog now that you're staying home with them there. They're going to be there to help soothe the nerves.
It really helps because they're just always happy to see you.
Yep.
And they're just impervious, but they're also, I find, very perceptive.
Yep. Yep, they are. You know, it's hard. You're like I said, you're going to appreciate your dog more that you're now those people that are working from home.
Yeah. Okay, how do people find you?
Well, give me a call, 355-PETS, 586-PETS. You can email petprovet@gmail.com. And just, you know, we'll be glad to send you a list. We'll send you the guidelines if you book an appointment, or even I'll do phone consultations if you want to do it.
Okay, Todd, thanks as always.
All right, we'll see you guys.
Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro. We talked to him Tuesdays at this time to check in on your furry friends. All right, ESPN 93.5, we're going to break for the news at the top of the hour. We'll come back, keeping our wary eye on the markets. And remember, when you talk about the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ and the S&P, you haven't lost anything until you sell. So if you have a 401k, just wouldn't look at it right now. And if you want to put more money into it, at some point it's going to bottom out. I don't know when that is. I don't think anybody could possibly time the lowest point in the market. But I do know this. Oil can't stay at $29 a barrel. They have to make 40 to break even. So it's got to go back up. The world is too dependent on oil. In spite of the Green New Deal, we can't get there yet. It's going to be a long time before we don't need oil. So it's just something's going to happen. And oil's going up. Can't tell you when, but it will go up because this happens every single time. Every time we have this kind of a thing where the markets just explode, It just feels like the end, doesn't it? It just, but it's not. But when we're there, it feels like it, and everybody around you thinks it is. And I just don't do that. I just don't. I can't, because it's no fun. And I rather think things are going to be wonderful, and they will at some point. So otherwise, you can find yourself getting into this swirling drain of misery, and I just don't go there. I just don't let my brain do that. I always think it's going to be sunny. And you know what? It's going to be sunny today. Sunshine coming out at some point. See if I can tell you when, because we need a little sunshine. I'm going to say 9 to 10 a.m., and then pretty much sunny the rest of the day with a high near 50. It's going to be nice radiational heating in your car. It'll feel warm in there. A little sunshine to give us a little juice today. We're going to have to bear through a few days of rain. Tomorrow, 51 with rain. Thursday, chance of thunderstorms. And the high about 67. Friday, 57, windy. Then some peekaboo sun on the weekend with a high about 40 each day. To kind of encourage folks, I went on yesterday and we put a message on all of our stations. And you know what? Sometimes people don't want sunshine when they're feeling down, and I get that. But I produced this thing, and it's running on our stations, and this is what it sounded like yesterday. And it's just simply to say, we're going to get through it. We can do this thing. But here's how that sounds, and then we'll come back with you in our 8 o'clock hour. We're going to touch base with Evan Brown live from London, kind of check the temperature over there. We've banned flights now from Great Britain following kind of a surge there in coronavirus. So stand by for all that. Here's that message. Hi, this is Stevie J from Stevie J Broadcasting. I want to simply encourage you to have faith that this unprecedented time will end. And I want to encourage you to be careful, do all the hand washing, social distancing, but know this had a beginning, it will have a middle, and this will have an end. We're learning more about the virus every day. I used to tell my kids, never panic no matter what, because you can't think when you panic. In the meantime, be smart, be aware. When you shop, shop local. Support the mom and pops that live and work every day in our town. They need your support now more than ever. There's a lot of anxiety around, and I totally get it. But while you can't control what happens to you, you can always control how you react to it. Let's look out for each other. Do something kind for somebody else today. That'll feel amazing. And remember, this too shall pass. Thank you so much for listening to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations Q96, US 105.9, ESPN 93.5, and Christian FM 95.3.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Eller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Farmers are the backbone of our communities. At Prospect Bank, we cultivate relationships that help ensure our farmers have the tools they need for a bountiful harvest. I'm Matt Hoos, and as the Chief Agribusiness Officer at Prospect Bank, I'll put my years of experience to work for you and your operation. Get the conversation started by calling 217-896-2423. Opportunities are waiting for you. Member FDIC.